Good morning. Another clear and cool start to the day across interior New York and New England. Perhaps not quite as chilly as it was over the weekend, but temperatures are starting off in the 40s and lower 50s region-wide. This will lead to another mostly sunny day with a quick climb off our morning lows as high pressure dominates the weather once again. Readings will climb back through the 50s and 60s and today through the 70s and into the lower 80s with comfortable humidity. Another mostly clear and somewhat cool night tonight, but again, temperatures a bit higher, with readings averaging in the lower and middle 50s. That same high pressure, locked in place, will keep it sunny and warm into the day on Wednesday. The humidity will come up just a touch, but still in the comfortable range, with highs reaching into the middle 80s. In fact, upper 80s to near 90 on Thursday, as some clouds start to mix in with a system approaching from the south, but it will stay dry, and again, you may notice a bit more humidity. On Friday, an upper-level disturbance currently over the mid-Atlantic region will begin to make its presence felt with increasing humidity and a mix of sun and clouds. With that disturbance getting a bit closer, we do run the risk of an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon as highs will be in the upper 80s to around 90 once again. In fact, that same disturbance will meander nearby over the weekend and team up with a front approaching from the west. Most of the weekend right now looks dry with a mix of sun and clouds and increased humidity, but both days will run the risk at a couple of scattered showers or thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s to around 90 both weekend days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather pattern will be rather slow to change through the middle of the week with upper-level lows over the Pacific Northwest and the Carolinas. With an upper-level ridge and surface high over the Great Lakes and Northeast, a Rex block is in place, resulting in slower-than-average progression of major weather systems. One of the stories that will make headlines through Wednesday will be moderate to heavy rain from the southern Appalachians to the mid-Atlantic. The combination of the closed upper low and a weak disturbance off the coast will generate enough moisture and lift in the atmosphere to produce 1 to 3 inches of rain across much of North Carolina and southern Virginia, and perhaps even higher amounts across the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Temperatures will also be anomalously cool for mid-June, with some record low maximum temperatures possible as highs struggle to reach 70 degrees for some of these areas. Meanwhile, the northwestern quadrant of the nation will also enjoy cool weather for this time of year, courtesy of another upper low and cold front passing through. Some of the highest elevations of the northern Rockies may get accumulating snow, particularly for central Idaho and southwestern Montana, where winter storm watches are in effect. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly clear skies and 39 degrees with an east wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly clear skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 49, 86% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.40 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 18 at Copper Basin, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston, mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 49. The average temperature, 63. That's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday. Still 56 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is now 1.39 inches below normal. And 12.85 inches for the year, which is 3.88 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees. The average low, 57. The record high, 96, set in 1967. And the record low, 40 in 1961. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, still comfortable humidity in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 80s on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds Friday with more humidity leading to an isolated thunderstorm, upper 80s to around 90. And a mix of sun and clouds both weekend days with increased humidity and a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible over the weekend, highs in the middle and upper 80s. And right now it looks like we'll continue the risk of a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday in the middle and upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.